We're back.
We're back from their pee break. I should have gone pee, but it's okay. I don't really have to go. So, what are your thoughts going into this holiday season?
Dude, I feel more confident.
You have, okay, you've gotten so much more confident. Sitting here, I actually had a moment at the very beginning where I thought to myself, like, oh, you've changed so much.
Yeah.
Like, we always used to try to record episodes when we first started dating.
Yeah.
And you used to, like, put on this persona. I'm not gonna lie. You used to do, like, this, like...
Bro, it's facts.
Like,
I know.
You would just become this different version of yourself. But now I feel like we can sit and record together and it's so much fun because you're just you. You used to, like, put on this face. But now, like, even, like, bringing you to holiday gatherings and bringing you to family gatherings, like... we are able to navigate them in a such a better way now because your confidence has changed so much. When I started dating you, I was like, he's so fun, but for some reason he gets so shy around new people. And I never like could understand that because now I just feel like you're so Josh just across the board.
Yeah. It's weird how much it has to do with music though, Viv.
Tell me.
Cause like at first it's like me trying to figure out, you know, it's like, yeah, I kind of do music and I really like it, but I don't tell anybody about it and I don't express it how I really want to express it. And you can hear it in my older songs, you know, I'm kind of afraid to just fucking be myself.
Yeah.
But I just noticed like the more I'm just doing it and just saying, fuck it. It's like translating into my whole life of just like, this is who I am, bro. Like if it's either you fuck with me or you don't, and that's fine if you don't, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I'm tired of just fucking acting like, I'm gonna make you happy all the time. It's like, no, bro, fuck you. But nah, bro. So going into like Christmas events, like if a 45-year-old uncle is gonna fucking try to demean me, is that a race word? I don't know. Demean me?
Yep. Be demeaning.
Be demeaning?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, I'm just gonna not tell him off, but respectfully be like, yo, I'm fucking happy. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Like I'm excited to do that this Christmas. Because I know it's going to come. And I've never done that until like now, you know?
Yeah.
I've never had the confidence to be like, bro, I'm fucking happy. I'm on a grind. And maybe I don't have anything physically to show you right now that I'm successful.
But I have the house or the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro. I don't know. I feel like I'm going somewhere in life. And wherever that goes, I'd rather hold on to that than be like, oh, I have a job. Yeah. No, next year I'm going to get promoted.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
A couple
That's
more
what
dollars.
I'm working towards. Yeah. Stay here for 10 more years.
I know. And then they oh my fuck, man. That shit. Just it. And then they tell you they tell you how to do it, right? My uncle would tell you how to do it.
No way.
It's like, no, you pension? No pension?
Yeah.
It's fucking weird, bro. I think everybody, I could feel it. Like my family, it's, well, not my dad and mom because they still don't know about music, but like I've noticed my sister, like, and my sister's fiance, like the way they interact with me now, I think they're like knowing that like this is just who I am.
Yeah.
Know? So don't, it's like,
yeah,
they can't come and tell me, Josh, like, make sure you do this, make sure you do this. Cause it's like, I'll listen. I want advice. I want you to tell me what you think. But at the end of the day, I'm going to choose myself.
Yeah.
Over.
And you've been able to come to this place because you've made your art your priority for yourself.
Yeah.
And you stopped trying to diminish it.
Yeah.
I feel like you pushed it down and you made it seem small and you made it seem insignificant. And I feel like even I was saying at the beginning of our relationship, oh, he makes music as a hobby.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I'm like, no, my boyfriend makes music. Like, and then that has directly affected, because you're advocating for yourself. You're showing yourself you can trust yourself. And that's also really changed your relationships with your sister and her fiance and like just in general with people close to you, I think.
I know. Just the way I feel about even like dropping videos recently of like, let's try something new. It used to be such a battle with myself. Like, oh my God, how do I post this? Like people are going to see this, you know? But now it's just like, bro, I don't give a fuck. I feel nice about this. I want to fucking post it.
Yeah. I had an epiphany.
Yeah.
You were so indecisive.
Yeah.
You're not indecisive anymore.
Nah,
I actually don't think you're indecisive. You used to be so indecisive.
Bro, my next video, bro, like, you think I ever would have dropped that 2 years ago?
Yeah. There's you're no feeling way. Confident about the also the money you're spending on music, and you're feeling confident about, like, your artistic choices because they're different. Like, yeah. I feel like people used to tell you what you should do and you would actually take a lot of it into consideration. Fuck. People who you wouldn't go to for advice, who just would give you unsolicited advice, you used to take it into consideration so much and be like, oh my God, this guy DM'd me and said I should keep making songs exactly like this, so I need to.
Yeah.
But now you're like, no, fuck it. I'm not going to like stay in one lane.
No, for sure. The amount of advice like you get from people and like,
yeah,
when you're first getting advice, I don't know, when you're first starting in art, it's like, fuck, okay, take all the advice.
Yeah.
But then that, fuck, it's like, no, you got to weed out the shit that's not you, you know?
Yeah.
If that's not me, I'm not going to listen to that, bro.
Totally.
Like, I'll listen to it, but I'm not going to take it in.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the future of your podcast?
I'm really excited. Like, it's actually crazy. Like, I don't want to fall victim to only paying attention to Podmas, and I do find myself in this mental process and this track of being like, okay, just do Podmas, just get it over with, and then you can think about the next thing. But I'm like, no, like, I'm first of all loving Podmas, and the fact that I was capable of putting out this many episodes and still feeling like I have ideas inside of me and still feeling like I have more, you know, gas to give to it is so exciting. And I don't know, I just feel like I've wanted to focus on solo episodes for so long, and Podmas really gave me the opportunity to be like, no, like, I'm not just saying yes to guests anymore just to say yes.
Yeah.
And I'm finally getting to just like talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. And I'm just excited because I'm also realizing the capacity I have for the amount of content I can create, and then also my capacity to like upgrade it and make it even better and like add video form and add different angles and add better editing. Like, I'm just, there's still so much to learn. I only just learned how to edit my audio, so my audio sounds a bit better. And it's like, there's still so much to learn.
Yeah.
And it's just a constant evolution.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like excited to keep sharing. And I think I'm getting like more and more vulnerable in ways I never was before. Cause like, I'm not gonna lie, there was this part of my brain that was like, what if I am gonna get a normal job and they're not gonna approve of me telling crazy shit about myself on the internet?
Damn.
Because people always say to you, like, careful what you put on the internet, careful what you put out there. And like, now I have a job that I see such a future in, that's literally podcasting. Stay tuned for 2024, stay tuned for January, because I'll explain what it's gonna be, because I haven't really said much on the podcast about it. But now I actually have a job that's going to pay me, and I'm going to be able to support myself financially, hopefully soon. And I'm in a community that fucking loves and rates what I'm doing. And I've never been in that space before. I've always worked at jobs where I kept my podcast a secret.
Yeah.
And similarly to you talking about your music and how it's affected your confidence, that's really affected mine too.
Yeah.
It's really affected my confidence with what I can share on the show, because I'm not keeping the show a secret anymore. And oh my gosh, even like at family gatherings, I will try to go away from my dad to talk to people about my podcast. Like, my dad's cousin that listens, like, I specifically walked away from where we were all sitting to go over to her and be like, so you listen to my episodes, like, which ones?
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to hear about it, because I'm still embarrassed in front of him, which is weird. Like, it doesn't really make sense why.
Yeah.
But now it's like, it's just so out in the open. My mom says it so loud and proud in front of family members. And like, now it's my career. And so
hypes you up, bro.
I know.
She's so cool.
She is the best. So it's like, being full force, this is my thing, this is what I'm dedicating any free time I have to.
Yeah.
It makes you just feel so much better about it. And also, I feel like your audience can tell the difference.
Yeah.
And so the love and appreciation like I then get, and like the encouragement I get, just changes everything. And like, there's only been a few people who have submitted like TMI or poo stories, but it's like, it changes everything. It makes me so happy. I'm so excited to engage with the people who do listen, and I'm so proud of myself for what I've done with Podmas, because I honestly barely planned it out. I wrote down a shit ton of ideas I had, and then I just trusted my instinct on whatever was going to come out of my mouth. It just all happened in order.
Yeah.
So it's like, I didn't record things out of order and pre-plan. It's like, it perfectly worked out that like, you literally called me an hour ago and we're like, we're recording a podcast.
Yeah.
Let's go. Because we tried to do it yesterday, and then we had like a complete like, what the fuck is our life, like, crisis. And so then it worked out today.
We got humbled last night.
We were like, we can't afford to move out. Yeah. But, like, then it worked out that you called me and you were inspired today and I was in the mood today. And then we did it. And it's like, great. Now this is going to be, I'm pretty sure this is going to be day 22 of Podmas. That's wild. I'm just, like, spitting fucking fire.
Yeah. You're in that zone, bro.
I'm in such a zone. Yeah. It's insane.
Now it's like working out. Like you said, you got into that rhythm of now if you don't work out, it feels like,
I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just keep creating now.
Yeah.
Bro, I like that we're both down to learn still. You know, it's like confidence and like too high of an ego. I think those are two different things. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's totally. Not that we're so confident. It's like, no, bro, we're so down to keep learning and keep getting better as much as we can.
Yeah.
And like, that makes that it's like that's my path, you know. Yeah. Fucking learn as much as I can and keep getting better.
Yeah.
And in doing that, so it's like, dude, I'm getting more confident.
Me too.
Well,
I'm excited.
I'm fucking excited, bro.
It's crazy to think that like I'm already like, okay, like what am I gonna do in 2024? Like I want to start planning and thinking and seeing what's gonna transpire. I want to make a vision board. Will you make a vision board with me?
Dude, I know people who do vision boards.
I've never done one.
Do you put pictures up? Is it like an actual vision board? Like a board full of pictures and writings and shit?
Yeah.
Or is it just like online? Let me create like a Canva template.
Yeah, it's more online.
Online?
Unless you want to get magazines and cut open your magazines.
Dude, I know someone who actually puts a huge board up.
Yeah, I feel like it would be awesome to do a huge board. But what's your final piece of advice that you give to people on December 22nd? So close to Christmas, 2023, the year's ending soon.
Just be yourself.
Aww.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, bro. Advice is so crazy. Like, I feel like there's too much advice on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh my God. Instagram won't shut up. Take time off your phone. You've been such a good influence on me with that. Like, you got me on Opal, and Opal's the thing that literally allows me to have boundaries with social media. I have a discount code and a link in the show notes. And you also have the most positive reaction every time I tell you I'm going to spend time off my phone.
Yeah.
And you're the number one person who I would be like, oh my God, I'm going to spend time off my phone. Like, what's Josh going to think? Josh won't be able to call me. I won't be able to talk to Josh.
I don't give a fuck.
And you don't give a fuck. Yeah. I mean, you love me and you want to talk to me, but it's like, we're also really good at like not being a texting couple.
Yeah.
We really barely ever, I am actually shocked when we have a text exchange that is like a conversation and it actually reaches the end point.
Yeah.
Like today we had that where we actually like talked about my episode that came out today and then it like finished.
Yeah.
Like usually
that doesn't happen a lot.
It never happens. It's like one person sends a text and it literally does deserve a reply, but the other person just never replies.
Dude, or we end up talking on the phone. I don't know. Like you actually text a whole conversation. We don't do that.
No.
It's like you'll text halfway through, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Like you'll
call me. Or we'll just ignore each other for like 6 hours and then you'll call and then we'll talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Which is like normalize that shit. We're busy people. It's fine.
It's okay to be busy, you know?
Yeah.
Right now, it's okay to be busy. The heck? You're working on yourself.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, our text exchanges are usually, like, maximum 4 texts, and that's, like, 2 from you and 2 from me.
Yeah.
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 Dude, I also picture, not going to lie, as, like, a 2024 thing, I picture, like, a Jess and Josh segment coming every once in a while on the pod.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm down.
I just think it would be fun, like, once a month or every couple months, we, like, get a topic.
Yeah.
And we, like, talk about it.
Bro, I'm down. This is, we're trying to normalize, like, yo, you got a dream, like, go after that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Instead of just put your money in this account.
Yeah.
Grows this much.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know?
How to get rich quick.
Because if you think about it, like, everything we're doing, I there's no guarantee of anything. I'm not guaranteed. Like, what am I even talking all this shit for? Like, do I have a bunch of listeners? Am I selling out concerts? No.
Yeah.
But fuck, I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm moving forward. Something.
So that's the thing. It's not about how many people are listening. It's not about the responses you're going to get. It's about how it feels to do it. Because I would do this if no one was listening. And I feel like you could say the same for your music.
Bro, Rick Rubin says the audience comes last, you know? Because it's like you do it for yourself first.
Yeah.
And then if you do that wholeheartedly,
naturally
people are going to gravitate towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I gravitate towards that. You know, if I see someone doing something genuinely, like, they're fucking love what they're doing.
Yeah.
I see that and I get inspired.
Totally.
So it's like, bro, if we... A Jess and Josh segment could be pretty cool.
If we have fun doing it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. This is fun.
Yeah, I'm having fun, except my brain is going... Because it's 9 p.m. and I've had a whole day and I've recorded so much today, which is awesome.
It's only 9 p.m., bro.
I know, but I recorded a lot of episodes today.
I'm going to go home and muck. but yeah.
Dude, what if we get silly on episodes and people really know us? That's weird.
Bro, we get silly as fuck.
We get so fucking weird. So and silly. Like, other people do not match that energy with me. Also, look, my fucking sock got a hole in it. And so that just means I've had them for a long time.
It's because I keep stealing your socks.
Bro, you do. For Christmas, can you please get me white long socks? Because you took all of mine.
No.
Yes.
Dude, I already have another present in mind.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it expensive?
You. Well, I don't know yet, but like, I got the idea today, actually.
No way.
Like, while we're recording.
Sadie told me I'm a really good person to get gifts for because I have a lot of niche things that I'm into.
Okay.
Do you agree? Do you think I'm an easy person to gift for? Someone told me I'm a really good gift giver today. You've never told me that in my life.
A gift giver?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
What?
Nah.
Why?
Your gifts are mediocre.
What the actual
fuck? Like, bro, out of the two of us, I'm definitely a better gift giver.
Yeah, like the fuck the patriarchy keychain will just surpass.
Bro, every gift
always.
I've gotten you so far have been bangers.
Okay, what are the other ones?
I've got you fucking Air Forces.
Yeah, but like that was the same Christmas as the fuck the patriarchy. What'd you get me for my birthday last year? You got me a Gua Sha.
Hmm.
And then I did exchange the other thing you got me for a concealer.
What'd you exchange?
The like weird like roly one that was like really squishy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, bro. What have I gotten from you, huh?
I got you a puzzle recently.
Yeah, that's gonna be good.
You're hard to give gifts for, to be honest.
I think I am.
You actually are. I'm good at giving gifts to people who are easy to give gifts to.
Yeah. My next gift, like just have a nah, you're good though. You're good at like being happy about the gift you get.
Okay.
Like you've never been like what is this?
Is this going to be something about, like, working out?
No, bro.
Okay, gross.
I got a cool idea from this podcast.
No way.
Yeah, so just don't get anything for yourself.
In the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, but, like, anything we talked about in this scenario, don't get anything that was mentioned in this scenario, maybe mentioned in this scenario.
Okay. I'll run anything by you that I might purchase in the next... couple weeks.
See, bro, it's so hard to do gifts, bro.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
Okay, bet.
In the relevance of holidays, it's December 22nd, Josh. Yeah. Just pretend you're in December 22nd, okay? It's a Thursday, I think.
That's 7 days after my surgery.
Holy shit. Okay, anyway, think about me.
Okay.
In December 22nd.
Okay.
Like, what should the people know that's going to help them out on December 22nd?
Dude, I think the low-key could be an anxiety for people about, okay, the Christmas season, it's happening. But you know when that Christmas season ends and then, like, New Year's is over? And then it's like...
such a state of depression.
And then it's like winter gets harsher.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it's like it's a New Year, so everybody thinks, I have to grind.
Yeah.
So I think that could be something relevant to talk about.
Yeah, but I'll talk about that January 1st, not December 22nd.
Bro, let's cut it off.
Okay, I'm tired. I'm ready to be done. I feel like this has been a really good episode.
I'm going to shoot at you like...
I know. It's because like... I'm over it.
All good, bro. It's your show. You know what I mean?
Totes. You would record... for like 5 hours.
5 hours.
And the thing is that like Josh is the person who like at a sleepover like will be bouncing off the walls till 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like you are the person who's like, let's talk about more things. Let's do more things. Dude. Let's hang out longer. And I am the person who's like, shut the fuck up. It's going to take me 45 minutes to fall asleep. So you better stop now so I can get my 6.5 hours.
I know, bro.
So
I guess
even
so
with like podcast recording, you're like, let's talk about more. And I'm also the editor of this. So even more, I'm like, shut the fuck up because I'm going to have to edit all this bullshit out.
Yeah. Because you do this all the time though.
Yeah, I do. And I also bring guests in and I know exactly when it's time to wrap up. Yeah. And you just like will not abide by my wrap up time. You're like, no, we need more. I want to talk about more. And I'm like, hey, anything we talk about past this point is just going to be boring.
Bro, you know what my favorite part about this is? that I can hear myself in here. And I can hear
you.
I know.
Your ego is just like so.
It's so cool,
it
bro.
It just like strokes something.
Because I love Joe Rogan's podcast and shit. Yeah. So when I hear them, like, I know this is how they feel when they're talking
yeah,
to each other.
Totally. I have one more question. In terms of music, are you working on anything exciting right now that you'd like to share?
Yeah. I'm working on a little project. Not an album, but I would maybe call it, I would call it an EP.
Mm-hmm.
A couple songs. Certain category. The song, the vibes are in a certain category. But
what's the certain category?
I feel like love is just too cliche.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, like relationship talks.
Nice. You know? Okay, I'm really excited.
Because I feel like a lot of my songs like have been recently about like popping the fuck off. You know, I want it so bad. Which
right.
I love that type of songs. I love that energy that comes out of me. But like, I also love talking about like, yo, like woman. You know what I mean?
You know what I tell him sometimes? I say, Josh, it's okay if you need to go to the place where you think about your toxic ex or you think about cheating on me or dumping me. I'm like, go to those places. Because honestly, I go to those places sometimes when I record.
Yeah.
I literally, my freaking grandfather will text my mom and be like, are Jess and Josh still together? Because I'm seeing Jess post a lot about like first dates and like stupid men. And I'm like, okay, he needs to know that like, I have to like channel my single days and channel like how would I feel if Josh and I weren't together to like make content that's relevant for different parts of your life and different phases and experiences of your life. And I'm just like,
facts.
People just need to remember this. Okay.
Like imagine if all my songs are just about like you
being
and, like,
in love.
Being in
I know.
Love
so fucking
girlfriend.
Lame and boring. Like, my God, you're not going to pop off that way. And like, you guys will know if Josh and I break up. Like, you think they wouldn't know if we broke up?
I
actually, confession, have daydreamed about like, what the fuck would I say on the show if we broke up? And like, how would I tell the people?
Because
like, we've been together for so long of the podcast now.
Yeah.
And I just think I would be so emotional.
Aww.
Okay, anyway, moving on. What else would you like to say about your EP?
January. I'm saying January.
Stay tuned.
I think I'm done for this year.
Yeah.
But I'm working hard on some shit. And I just don't think it'll be done before January.
Cool.
Because I want to make sure it comes out the way I want it to come out.
Nice.
But y'all.
Okay, I love you. Thanks for coming on. And make sure you check out Josh on Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube and Instagram. Josh Roy, that is where all his music is. Share it with your friends if you like it. And make sure you submit a TMI story or submit a question in the link in the show notes. I love you so much. Just remember that you got this. It's almost Christmas and it'll be over soon.
Yeah, bro. 2024 is coming up, bro.
It's coming up. If you would like Jess and Josh segments, you need to tell me. So DM us or just write anonymously on humanhumanpod.com.
You get a bunch of messages like, you guys like, fucking suck.
More Josh. He's funnier than you. Okay, bye.